7. It's Thursday. We're talking about relationships. Author Doug Hacking. He lives right here in Oklahoma City. He wrote this book, Relationship Resonance. It's positively connecting personally, professionally, and spiritually. So this isn't just romantic relationships. It's funny, too. This is really interesting. You're kind of starting with work relationships, and it... I mean, we all can relate in our personal relationships outside of work, but it's weird that they're all the same, that these things, like, I need to treat Janet the same way I treat my wife and vice versa. And Janet brought up something because the first thing we talked about in the last break was encouragement.
You have to be sincere about it, because if you're just thinking, oh, I got to encourage them. Oh, you did a great job. That shuts you down more than not ever receiving encouragement.
Absolutely. Yeah, so authenticity is the key to all of this. And if you try to manipulate somebody and say, oh, I learned these tips, I'm going to go in and just give some good jobs out. If they come off as insincere, it's going to backfire on you and actually create a disconnect in the relationship. People have a see-through meter,
they
can see right through that, especially kids, right?
More than ever.
They
right.
can,
yeah.
Man.
So you have to, it has to come from the heart. It starts from the heart. And what TJ was saying is the exact solution to that. When your heart actually does feel these things, that is the perfect time to say it, because then it's going to come off as authentic.
Let's move on to the next thing. The formula is equip, and the first one was encouragement. Let's talk quality time. Now, again, quality time with my wife, quality time with my kids. I know how to do that. I get that. Quality time with a coworker. You know what I'm saying?
So an important point of quality time is it can be 2 seconds. It can be 2 minutes. It can be 2 hours. There's no time restraint or constriction on that. So what quality time is full focused attention on the person. So if you just give Janet 2 seconds of full concentrated eye contact when you make a statement to her, that's quality time. And you guys in the studio have a ton of quality time together because you're both working together towards the same goals every day. So two people focused on the same task is also quality time.
Now, I think Janet and I and J-Rod as well, we have quality time in studio.
Mm-hmm.
But with the rest of our, like, coworkers, like...
Oh, no, not.
Yeah. I mean, passing someone in the hall, how do you give them quality time? Ask them about their day or what?
So the value statement for quality time is learning to set things aside and making others feel important. So if you're walking by somebody in the hall and they're like, hey, TJ, I've got a question for you. Literally dropping what you're doing and giving them your full focused attention, that's a huge quality time moment for them. It makes them feel important. And the problem I see a lot today, including myself, is we're so distracted. We're so looking at our iPhone notifications, smartphone notifications, listening to something on the sports radio while I'm driving in the car. You know, these distractions are going to create a disconnect if somebody's wanting that quality time for me at the moment.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of your sentence there. I got a notification.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Okay.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
That's exactly it.
And then the next thing in this equip model is understanding. What does that mean in our relationships?
So understanding is learning to put our filters aside and tie together the emotions, feelings with the situation a person's going through. So a lot of times we come into a situation with prejudice, bias, labels. We'll label somebody, oh, they're just this type of person. And then we don't even like really make an effort to understand what they're trying to tell us.
I heard somebody mention one time that, you know, you'll see someone going through a situation and you'll go, oh, well, you know, if they were smart, they would have done this. And they say, if you had the exact same brain with the exact same life experiences, you would have made the same decision that they made.
Sure.
So you really have to step out of mm-hmm. that and not just look at someone and go, this is what they should do. You should really look at it through their situation.
Absolutely. That's it. You put yourself in their shoes. And we all think, oh, I'm not prejudiced. I'm not biased. But we really are. And we have a lot of subconscious things that creep up in our everyday lives, and we love to label people, and then that just shuts it all down from there.
Now, we're not pointing fingers. Janet might have a little issue with understanding sometimes. Okay, stick around. We got some more of this to talk. Relationship resonance. This isn't just about romantic or family relationships. This is work relationships, any relationship in your life, and how to make it better with Doug Hacking. Go to his website, DougHacking.com or RelationshipResonance.com. Get this book. It'll change your life.